Algernon, we're kicking off the Monday Business Watch talking about news with Virgin Galactic. What can you share?
We get these little bits of news about Virgin Galactic's progress towards flying people into space from Spaceport America here in New Mexico. Virgin Galactic doesn't want to talk a whole lot about when they plan to start these flights. There's some test flights planned for the fall, but we get these dribs and drabs of information. So this week we learned that Virgin Galactic has some sort of an agreement with the Italian Air Force to fly researchers up into space as part of research that they will be doing. Again, not a lot of details about what specifically they're working on, but what this is an indication of is that Virgin Galactic isn't just catering to space tourists, so to speak. They're also talking to governments, military forces, and scientists about the possibilities of what they can do with Virgin Galactic.
So is this scheduled to happen at Spaceport America or somewhere else?
So Spaceport America is not the only base of operations for commercial space flights, but this is where Virgin Galactic has moved its operations to, with plans to start commercial spaceflight operations in 2020 is what they believe. So this week we had a report from International Finance Report, and these numbers are not corroborated by Virgin Galactic. They don't want to talk too much about it, but there have been some investor days at the spaceport looking at some potential sales and purchases of ownership stakes in Virgin Galactic. And investors who spoke to the International Investor Review said that Virgin Galactic actually plans hundreds of flights over the next few years.
This is a very competitive field, the commercial space field. So we have the Commercial Space Symposium coming up as well. We're going to have many privately owned businesses coming into town that have interests in commercial and personal space flight. So what are your thoughts on the future of this industry here in southern New Mexico? I know it's tough to get information from companies like Virgin Galactic because it's such a competitive industry.
Well, that's exactly right. And yet you also have these operations taking place at facilities like Spaceport America, which was built with public money. And so there's a little bit of a tension between the need for transparency and also private capital interests needs to maintain some secrecy as far as proprietary information and competition.
Seems like that's something that's challenging to balance. We'll see how that unfolds here in the near future.
Right. I mean, because one of the things is that with the public investment, there's a question of what will the payoff likely be? It appears that Virgin Galactic, as well as its competitors, are in a race to actually start providing services and hopefully employ people in some high-paying technical and educational jobs here in southern New Mexico. That would be a boon, but it's also a proposition that is vulnerable to delays and setbacks.
Okay, now we'll stay updated with that, obviously, but I want to move on and talk about something that was all the rage last year on the NMSU campus, and that was scooters. Many folks are kind of wondering now, where are the scooters?
Absolutely, because transportation on the ground is still of immediate importance, not just flying up into the stars. So last year, New Mexico State University piloted electric scooters, which you could rent through an app on your phone. The company providing the scooters was Spin, which is one of several players in this industry. Lot of interest, very popular, a lot of sales, a lot of positive, as well as problems that come up, and they're the kind of problems that you would expect on a campus that wasn't designed for that particular mode of transportation. You have people on foot, you got skateboards, you have bicycles, now you have electric scooters in the mix. There were some accidents, and you have to work out what are the ground rules as far as safety and being able to make this work as a business. There was even interest by some members of the Las Cruces City Council to see how it went on the campus and to see if maybe there was something here that could expand into other parts of the city as an alternative for transportation. But then the scooters went away. So what happened? The university actually put out an RFP in order to get a provider that could provide the service and also collect data as a sort of pilot for how to make this work. I am told that the contract has not yet been awarded. There's been a little bit of a delay there, but the scooters are definitely coming back, maybe second semester.
Well, I'm sure a lot of folks will be excited about that. Algernon, thanks for joining us and updating us this week on the Monday Business Watch.
Ciao.